fucking do? Are you kidding me,
bro?
Right
the
now?
Amount of effort we put into this fucking podcast.
God damn it, this is a travesty. But it's also impressive.
It's pretty impressive once you look at it. I can't wait for one of the cameras to fall over. I'm actually going to make sure I don't touch the table. Folks, we're working with two cameras now.
Yeah, two cameras and a do-it-your-own setup. I love the vibes, honestly.
DIY. You know? We're very DIY here.
We're in the trenches still.
If anyone wants to help us out for free, please DM All Days Off. Don't DM us to do your influencer competition. I almost got us hacked.
Yeah, everyone does that now. Hey, yeah, you want to be an ambassador?
Yeah. I almost got hacked.
I mean, it's not even doing it for us for free. It's just like, you know, being smart, making a smart investment into a hilarious podcast that
right.
we do.
Right.
So
believe in us. We're the WeWork of podcasts. Come build something with us.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are great listening. We love you guys.
We love you, Mom.
Yeah. Alex's mom.
They just got back from Greece.
Everyone's in Greece.
She's like, I'm a little bit behind.
Everyone was in Greece.
Yeah, they went to Greece. This trip has gotten canceled like 14 times. It's got canceled more times than any COVID wedding.
Yeah.
It's been like a rescheduled thing over and over again.
Okay.
But they finally made it.
What happened? Oh, because of COVID?
Because of COVID, yeah. I think they also, wasn't there a financial crisis in Greece not too long ago?
I feel like there always is.
Wasn't there a Great Depression in Greece of some sorts and like little kids were being sent to work?
I feel like every time I hear about Greece, I hear about a story on how somebody I know who went to Greece got robbed.
They didn't go to Mykonos. Oh, really? Getting robbed in Mykonos? That's the Jewish mom's nightmare.
Yeah, I feel like that happens to everybody when they're there.
Every time?
I've heard like numerous stories of Greece robberies.
Sounds like the Cancun of Europe.
Yeah.
It kind of is the Cancun of Europe.
You think so? I mean, for what, Mykonos?
Yeah, Mykonos.
Are Mykonos, I mean, hear me out here. You know, okay.
Is it Mykonos, by the way? I don't know. Is it hummus or hummus?
Hummus.
Hummus. Okay.
Hummus. The Greek stuff, you know, I don't really know anything, so I have questions. Like Santorini and Mykonos are probably the same place, right?
Like ultimately, or
like I don't know. It seems like whenever someone says Mykonos or Santorini, I'm like, okay, so they're going to
Cancun.
One place in Greece. Yeah,
they're going to Cancun. Right.
I feel like they're the same.
They're going to it's like all the kids who went on Aruba for their winter break in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones who made it to Mykonos first.
You're Aruba. You were high school Aruba.
I was not a high school Aruba.
But I'm saying like, wait, Bahamas, right?
No, we were like Puerto Rico and Florida
in high school.
In high school.
No, I'm talking about like middle school. There was a.
I'm saying this family trip.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
saying for the family trippers from Long Island that I knew that always went to Aruba. You know, the rich ones.
Yeah, the Aruba.
They're the ones who went to Mykonos first.
Yeah. What do you think's next?
Tulum.
Tulum.
It goes Mykonos, Tulum. Are you asking for my parents or for...
Like the next spot. I mean, Tulum's already a spot.
I think the next spot is...
Why is everyone going now in the summer?
The next spot is Tehran. There's a hot show about
Tehran.
So I think everyone's going to want to go to Tehran.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why Greece now?
I don't know. I've never been here. Have you?
No.
Did we talk about this?
I don't go anywhere.
I love saying this, but I've never been to Europe, but I've been to Australia. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to, that's it? South America.
Okay.
Where have you been, Corey?
Boca Raton,
Florida?
Yeah.
Well, you get all the cultures in Boca Raton. They have good Chinese food there.
That's why I don't need to go anywhere else.
Yeah. You can do everything. It's basically Aruba.
Pretty much.
The vibes are less than immaculate. What is up, everybody, by the way?
I feel like the vibes are good.
You're in a fucking mood today, bro.
Why?
Yeah, I thought you were going to throw the charging station out the fucking window.
Because look at this.
You really blew
so
up.
So many wires. Like,
you really
what,
blew
I'm
up,
just making
dude.
A
you're
fool out of myself
my dad
out here.
When I was seven. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just like, look at this. Wait.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I'm just making a fool out of myself doing all this. How do I hear myself? Oh, it's your headphones.
My headphones are, my ears are
I was like,
am right
I,
now.
Is there something fucking
I'm
wrong with me?
I'm taking them off. My ears are ringing right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Yeah, you always have it so loud in your headphones, and then the second you give it to me, because I want to look cool wearing the headphones, you talk, and I'm like, holy shit, why do you
It
do
doesn't
that?
Make sense that it sounds so loud in my ear, but it doesn't register as that loud on the fucking Audacity. This is why we need a producer to work for free. Look, guys, what else are you going to do? Are you going to go work at an ad agency? You're going to go work at JP Morgan? Real fucking original.
No,
why don't
people,
you do something a little different? You don't have to do everything your friends are doing. You can try something else. Come produce a podcast.
Yeah, these people
for free.
They don't make the necessary risks. They just wait for something to blow up, and then
they're not taking control.
Once we blow up, you think we're gonna go to you?
Like we're just like trying to post a clip so that we'll blow up, but that's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I see comedians, you know, they're doing a bunch of shit like open mics, whatever. Like, what is your open mic as a podcast producer?
Yeah,
you're just waiting for a podcast to blow up to then you could start producing it.
I'm kind of following.
You get what I'm saying?
I feel like it's good that they're not putting.
They just expect already famous podcasts to, you know, to accept them. Yeah,
to hit them up.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe they got to start doing their own work.
That's just not the way the world works, you know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You got to put in the effort.
They're not doing it.
You got to raise your hand, express interest.
They're not,
hustle.
They're just not doing it. We're doing it.
We're doing it. But yeah, I saw you get really pissed off. I don't see pissed off. Yasko, it scared me.
I mean,
do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'm literally doing fucking limbo and fucking. I feel like I'm in an army training, like rope course in my apartment right now because all the shit I got to do to fucking make this podcast happen. And it's like, I know something's going to catch on fire at one point. I don't really know.
I'll die for this podcast.
Yeah, I can't.
I wouldn't get third degree burns and survive. I'd rather die.
You'd rather die.
Yeah. I don't want to have scars because I was recording all days off. I'd rather just die recording all days off.
He died doing what he loves, but only once every other week.
Yeah. You're still not over that, huh?
No.
No.
Something I got to live with, though. You know, I compromise.
We compromise.
You can't even compromise with the opposite camera angles.
It didn't look good.
It looked really good. Actually, this kind of looks better.
This looks pretty sick.
This looks better.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's still not head on. You know what I mean? It's still across.
It's better, though.
This was actually a compromise. I take what I say back.
Yeah. This is a pod. By the way, we know a lot of people listening are aspiring podcasters, and you guys look up to us. A lot of podcasting is about compromise.
Yeah. Compromise. You gotta just make it happen. And you gotta do it.
You're like, let's do it every week. I was like, let's not every other week.
Yeah,
like fine.
It's still sick though. I think this one actually will be the first one we put on YouTube for facts. I got everything set up. There's no reason why it shouldn't be, except for when it doesn't.
Yeah, let's just not commit 100%. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's funny that we keep saying and then it just never happens.
Then just don't do it.
Yeah,
it's pretty on brand. It's a miracle every time this podcast gets recorded. Anyone who's listening is listening to a miracle that happened.
Yeah.
The amount of times I almost bailed.
Oh, yeah.
Took a fat nap today. I mean, we were at the Met game last night. We can get a little debate here. You're pro-wave. I'm anti-wave.
I was just going
to
get into that.
It's unsurprising that you're pro-wave because you don't go to Met games. You don't know baseball.
I was just to get into that.
Yeah.
I think the wave is coming back. I think, you know, it used to be cool to really shit on the wave, but now I think, like, now that everybody's shitting on the wave, it's actually cool again.
So you think
you're gonna be old? You're gonna be late to the wave train again.
Our hands touched. No, there's something about, I don't like a sense of community. You know, it makes me uncomfortable. There's a sense of community when you do the wave. We're all building this thing together, and I like to build things on my own.
Okay. You don't like Let's Go Mets chants?
What attention do I get when we're all doing the wave?
I mean, you still do Let's Go Mets chants.
Yeah, but that's literally, when you're doing the wave, you're not even paying attention to what the fuck is going on in the game. They keep doing it even after an inning's over. And the biggest reason I hate it is because the players have said that, like, it's dumb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's even funnier.
Pete Alonso, on the record, not a fan of the wave.
Yeah, I think it's funnier now that they do it.
Even he says now people who do the wave don't get laid. So
did he say that?
Makes sense.
Wow.
How did you do it every time it came around? Did you ever give up?
Look, yesterday I was just at the game. I'm like, oh my God, can something happen? And then the wave came and I was like, thank God. Whoa.
Yeah. And then you look to your boy and his girlfriend like, oh, it's fun, right? Oh, yeah. Here it comes again. Whoa.
And you know what? It caused the third out.
Mid wave.
And what made it funnier to me was that it kept going. It didn't stop. I'm like, these people
are
restless.
They do it every game.
These people are restless.
And you have to know that the person or group of people who started are the worst people.
Do you think it's like Mr. Met who does it?
No, I don't think it is. I think the Mets as an organization and Citi Field as a ballpark does nothing to promote the wave.
Really?
Like, if they liked it, there would be like fucking graphics on the big screen, on the Jumbotron. Like, it's wave time. And then it would be like me and Drew, like big wave comedy. Are we ready to do the wave, everybody?
Wow. I think that... Like, I thought the reason why people didn't really like the wave as a Mets fan was that, like, it's kind of like, it's just a very corny, like, not a, like, it's not,
it is
corny. Like, the Mets didn't make it. Like, the fans just took it from, like, something else instead of making their own chant or thing.
No, there's,
but
there's...
I thought it was hilarious. Like, I was just like, I was actually, like, when I went to my, like, game with you a few weeks ago and, like, a legitimate wave was happening, I was like, is this actually happening right
last
now?
One, last I in terms of waves, as much as I hated it, it was a good one because it was packed.
Yeah, I think you're going to become a wave guy.
No, I can tell you. Like, I've been to plenty of baseball games. I was, even as a kid, I was
how
like,
how long
shit
have they been
so
doing
lame.
The wave?
Forever.
Really?
It's not just a Mets thing. They do it everywhere.
I know. I'm saying this specifically, the Mets. How long
they have done it every game that I've been to this season, and this seems like a new thing that it happens at every game.
That's hilarious.
So I would like the players to like hold, like, I would like Steve Cohen to interject here and tweet out that the wave is for tools.
I think it's so funny.
What's funny about it?
The fact that it's like so lame, but literally everybody in the stadium is doing it. And now the players are getting pissed, but like they won't stop. Like to explain it to you guys, like when I was at the game, the wave was like at a full 90%, at least 7 rounds through. That's a long time for you
me
to
and my
be committed
girlfriend were
to
like,
the wave.
Me and my girlfriend and our friends were the only ones like not doing it. And then one of her friends did at one point, and I was like, you got to move sections.
I'm surprised your girlfriend wasn't back into the wave. I thought she'd like, yeah, because like I obviously...
Hipster Nico, you think she'd be into the
I
wave?
Think she'd be back into it.
Oh, back
she'd, like,
into
I guess,
it.
You know what I mean? I think it's like fucking denim... I don't even know. Something that's coming back in style.
It's like it's a flash mob. Like I would never sign up for a flash mob. That's
flash
what the wave
mobs
is.
Are whack.
Yeah, that's but if what the wave
but
is.
If but
that's
if
what the wave is.
But if the Mets committed to a flash mob every single game, I would be like, that's funny.
If they started playing the Macarena and it was Macarena time at the Met game, would you be doing the Macarena?
Macarena is a good comparison to the wave, so like I respect that.
Yeah.
Yes, but I think the wave is way lamer than the Macarena.
It is way lamer, and that's even worse for your argument.
Yeah, I just the only reason why, you know, to get people on my side here was every single time I was like, okay, fine, like I'll do the wave.
Yeah,
like,
every time,
and
it
then
came
it
around.
Keeps going. Yeah. They actually don't stop. They're so committed. Like 10 times around the entire stadium. It's a legitimate 15-minute.
No one would be sick about it.
That's why, because they keep going.
No, I would like it if people didn't say woo then when they were doing it. It would be sick if it was just like a silent thing. Like everyone just like pretend made no noise at all.
Really?
They're probably doing the wave right now and they just let up a home run.
Yikes.
I was like, but that would be cooler if there was no noise being made at all.
I think it would be if everybody was just so obnoxious about it, and like every single time they're just like,
super flamboyant.
And you hear like how big is Citi Field?
Like 45,000 people.
You hear 45,000 people just be like, whoa.
I'm curious when they play a home playoff game to see if the fans do it. That would be super lame. It also just shows a complete lack of interest in what's happening in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was crazy because they were doing it. The guy sitting next to me was like literally being the same thing as like you. He was getting so pissed. It was a very high stakes like pitch.
Yeah.
I think it was a full count, like 2 outs, like in the 7th inning or something. And we were up by only a run. And the wave was at full force.
Yeah, man.
And the guy was getting so pissed. He's like, are you guys kidding me right now? Like, this is such a high stakes pitch.
Imagine it's like game 7 of the World Series. And the time the go-ahead run for the other team was on base, they hit a home run, and everyone's just like, "Woo!"
No, it would be it would go behind the thing like 3 seconds before they pitch it. You're trying to lock in. I would think that's so funny.
Yeah, of course you would, but like, if that was happening at a Ranger game, I don't think you'd be pumped.
No, 100% not. Yeah. Yeah, because that's why. I mean, I like the Mets. I want them to win, but like, it's more
You're
fun for me to watch. Yeah, it's way more fun for me to watch because I don't care if they get I don't get pissed when they like lose.
Right. You even like share fucking memes with your boys about look, they lost, you fucking losers.
Yeah. I fucking blew it.
Another thing that's corny as fuck that happened, it was fireworks night. I had this realization that like I get uncomfortable in situations where there's not a defined response that you're supposed to give, you know? Like, if someone tells you a tragic news, like someone in their family died, you know exactly how to react.
Yeah.
But if it's fireworks, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to act like I'm amused? Am I supposed to, like, be like, whoa?
Yeah. So,
or am I supposed to just, like, look at it and not do anything? Am I supposed to make fun of it? Am I supposed to be like, oh, this is kind of gay? You know? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Here I am with this a very similar counterpoint to the wall.
Yeah.
The wave. Sorry. Yeah. I think fireworks are fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
I think they're sick. They get shit on. I think people had like similar takes to you where I was like, I'm like kind of over it. But I'm just like, like last year I saw fireworks, which were sick. Like, I'm just like, whoa, there's like shit blowing up in front of me right now. It's like kind of cool to look at.
Yeah, no, like, I don't dislike fireworks. It's more of just
you
like,
you just don't know what to do when it's happening.
I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Do you know what I did when it was happening? I obviously had my phone out. I'm trying to record the fireworks, but I always aimed at the wrong spot, so I'd miss it, and I'd go back and forth just missing the good shot.
I mean, listen, we left like 5 minutes into the fireworks show.
To be honest, like, it was cool. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was cool when they went off the top of the stadium.
Yeah, they didn't have like, there was nothing spectacular. It all was like the same. There was no like finale. When it ended, I was just like, no finale. Like, I didn't really see a finale.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, that was pretty cool.
Honestly, it was kind of cool walking the subway, just hearing, like, explosions in the stadium. It's like, oh, what's going on in there?
Yeah. And the thing is, also, I had Mets minus 1.5.
Yeah, so you were pretty bummed.
So, I was just like, the Mets left people on first and third, like, multiple times throughout the game. Two outs, it was one out when that happened, and then they just got two more outs in a row. And I realized I lost my bet before the game ended. And I was just kind of hoping for the Rangers to tie it up so we'd go into extra innings and I'd win it. But then, you know, Mets win. I'm like, you know, happy, but like, I'm also like, you know, didn't win $100. Like, so I'm kind
would've
of upset about it.
Would have liked a hundo.
Would have enjoyed a Benny Frank.
Yeah.
But so now everyone's just cheering. The fireworks are going off. Everybody's so happy. And I'm kind of just like sitting there like, I mean,
it's not chill. That's why I don't bet on my team, because I would be bummed to be like, we won, but I lost.
Yeah, but I did.
I also have negative money right now.
I did bet on my team last time and they won and I hit a lit ass parlay.
Yeah. Lit ass parlay.
That's the thing. Three Benny Franks.
Three Bennies.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. The funniest part of the whole night was they run a super express train after the game, which basically just means they skip a ton of stops in Queens. You get to Grand Central pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, we're all on the subway. We're on edge. Like, is this the Super Express? And the guy gets on the fucking announcement on the PA. He's like, everybody, this is a Super Express 7 train. And everybody went absolutely bananas. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's like they found out they were getting like a $4,000 stimulus check. It was like the most happy I've seen people.
That's insane.
It kind of almost seemed like it made everybody be okay with the Roe v. Wade decision.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? We'll trade that decision for a Super Express train right now.
Dude, did they said Super Express?
Super Express.
Wow. That's Super Express Deluxe.
I don't think that exists on another line. Someone might have to check that. I don't think the Yankees have that in the Bronx.
Probably not.
I don't think there's such thing as a Super Express.
Doubt it.
There's such thing as we're going to try and get out of the Bronx a little quicker this time.
Doubt
That's what
it.
They'll say.
Yeah. Dude, seems whack.
I mean, you know, when the subway works in your favor, it's an incredible thing because you do get from A to B really fast when it runs on time. But the it's like we said earlier, you're paying for a service that you have no idea if they're going to deliver on or not.
Yeah.
Because before that, we were trying to take the 7 train to get to the game, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's a fire at the Queensboro stop. I was like, okay, yeah, this should be running momentarily now. So I had to take a $50 Uber. Am I going to get reimbursed by the MTA? Are the essential workers going to give me my money back for
doubt
that
it.
Shitty experience?
Doubt it.
Probably not.
Yeah, doubt it.
In fact, when I try and take it later on, well, they made up with it. They made up for it with the Super Express.
Interesting. Okay. I feel like if I do get super rich and famous, I want to take a subway just so, like, it gets fucked up or something and, like, the line is down. So then I'm going to have enough time and money to go in and actually sue for $2.50.
$2.75.
Sorry. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna do.
No, do not let them nickel and dime you.
Yeah, not a shot. Like, why? Like, if you're gonna, you know, give us tickets for hopping the turnstile, then like we should at least get our $2.75 back.
Have you ever hopped the turnstile?
I have. Mostly when like I fucking put my phone to the thing and for some reason it says like it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what am I? The train's here, so I gave it my all.
Yeah.
I'm like fucking hitting my phone on the thing.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
I'm yelling my social security number at it.
I'm getting so pissed off. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this. I just hop it.
Yeah. I've never hopped. Mostly because I don't have faith in my athletic ability and I have a lot of injuries that I don't want to aggravate. But I'm not a rule breaker.
No, rule breaker.
If I have the $2.75, I'm going to pay the $2.75.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I'm in a... It's just like when you're taking the subways, like, if you miss one, like, you could just be like... You know, you're either going to be on time or 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
You know? And I just didn't feel like, you know, missing the train in front of me because the fucking technology didn't work.
Yeah.
When it should have worked.
I...
That ain't on me.
I've never jumped the turnstile, but I have tried to barrel through without paying accidentally. You ever just like have a total moment where you could just walk right through?
Multiple times.
You're just walking through like you own the city. Yeah. And then you walk into it and you have, yeah. It makes such a loud noise that you have to like acknowledge it somewhere. You're like, oh, I'm such a New York, am I right? Oh, this weather.
Multiple times. So I just felt like I was such an idiot.
Yeah.
And you just don't, for some reason, like you just don't swipe in and you just walk.
It's hilarious. It's the dumbest thing I'll ever do, like without acknowledging it.
I definitely will probably do it a few more times.
Oh, it'll happen again.
Yeah.
And I always like, oh, God.
Yeah, what do you do? When everyone just
sees
you.
I'll take my hat off. I'll turn around. Like, folks, I mean,
you got me.
You got me. Yeah.
Cameras? Hidden cameras anywhere?
I have the money. It's okay. I've got it.
Yeah. Also, something that I did realize that you might not like. I mean, this is like kind of going in the same realm as the wave, but I did think like some of the, like the Mets chants and the Mets fans were like very corny people.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with the Let's Go Mets chant. I like the crowd getting into it.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. But like they, like, they're leaving the game and then there's just like the Yankee suck chant. I'm like, one, they don't suck.
They have a really good record, yeah.
Like, that's such a little brother. That's such an Islanders thing to do after a game. It totally is, dude. Yeah,
but it is fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like such a little brother. Like,
it was
such
fun an doing inferior it when the Rangers chant. Did suck and we were good.
That's such an inferior chant. And there's also like...
I think it's kind of hilarious when it has nothing to do with it.
I think it's like...
I'm going to disagree with you on this one.
Yeah.
But just to like the fact that in the middle of every home game, the Islanders fans cheer Rangers suck, like that's hilarious to me.
Yeah, I mean like the Rangers have like the Potvin thing.
Yeah.
But like I think I'm saying like after the game when you win, instead of chanting like Let's Go Mets, they're just like Yankees suck, Yankees suck.
It's more like a we're coming for you type thing.
No, yeah, I get it. But like you would never go to a Yankee game and they win, they say Mets suck.
Here's what I'll say.
Because they don't care.
After a game, we're walking out. I'm not going to be cheering Yankees suck.
Yeah.
And I will be a little bit like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Because I kind of do think I'm like the mayor of the Mets fans because I am the host of Prospects.
Yeah, you are. Dude, they had a guy on the screen, and I was just like, that should totally be me.
So
you know exactly the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Long hair.
But like, he's not being funny. Like, it's such a... that would not be a fun thing for a comedian to
do. Yeah, no, 100%. But like, they should give you the Mets.
They should.
And then... what else was I talking about with that? Was there something else about the Mets? What were you just saying?
I don't know.
I said the chant. Oh, yeah. Right before I walk in to Citi Field, the stadium that the Mets play in, of course. I know that because I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right before I walked into Citi Field, I just like went over to my friend. I was just like, this place... is going to be the place that you will see the most redheads in your entire life.
Citi Field. And most of the redheads will be wearing yarmulkes and standing in the kosher hot dog line.
Yeah, well, there's no, they shut it down.
They shut it down. There has to be a kosher stand. The Yentas will go fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was just like, and literally right after I said that, we saw like three gingers.
Yeah.
It probably same, like if, I feel like the Mets are just like, you know, they're the red.
Listen,
the
we're not guys. The Mets fans are not the most attractive bunch. That's why nobody on Prospects was an actual Mets fan.
Oh yeah,
and the people who were never won.
Damn, they're ugly.
Yeah, because they're ugly. They're ugly.
Hear that? Hear that, guys? You fucking ugly piece of
Get out.
Oh my God. They just can't put in the extra effort, can't they?
Crazy. Here's something I was thinking. I've gotten into a bit of a skincare routine. Do you take care of your face?
I mean, yeah, but like I don't have a...
You don't have a routine.
Like I wash my face...
Every day?
Of course.
I don't think you're supposed to do it every day.
Wash your face every day?
Well, what are you washing with? Like an exfoliator or...
The apricot scrub.
Apricot scrub. That sounds like an exfoliant.
It could be. I mean, like, look...
Look, I have a girlfriend now. You're basically tearing off a layer of skin every day.
Look, I now follow that new rule with my hair. I used to shampoo every day. Yeah, now I do don't. Like
3 to 4 days a
now
week.
Now I don't do it. I don't even do it that. Maybe I do it once a week.
I got this new shampoo body wash that it's some Kiehl's. I invested in some Kiehl's.
Is it so Kiehl's does a 2-in-1?
Good, yeah. It is fucking incredible. It has coffee in it.
Really?
It's like you put it on your body and your body starts to tingle.
What?
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Yeah, I can get a body high in the shower. What the hell?
Dude, here's it'll kind of segue into our next bit, but like I was trying to think like why? Why did I not like give a shit about like really taking care of my face or like no, because I was like embarrassed to Google it and learn about it. You know?
Really?
I was like, embarrassed to be like, what should a man do to like take care of his face? But now like every night my girlfriend like does like a skincare routine. She's like, you do like nothing for your face. I was like, I use an exfoliator like every time I go exfoliant or whatever, every time I go in the shower. She's like, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to moisturize. If you're gonna exfoliate, then you have to moisturize and like all this other shit.
Really?
You got a moisturizer from Kiehl's. It also makes your skin tingle.
Wow.
It's fucking incredible.
I mean, look, I wasn't thinking to myself, I don't take care of my... Like, I mean, I feel like I wash my face.
I mean, you love popping pimples. We all fucking
my
know
favorite,
that.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing in the entire world. Get over yourself.
Just those videos were gross. I love popping my own pimples, but that video was disgusting.
Yeah. But I know I wash my face and then I usually put on like a moisturizer before I go out.
You put on moisturizer. You moisturize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to, yeah.
I never did that. Never put moisturizer
really?
On my face ever.
Sometimes like my face would just feel so dry and then like I'd feel a little bit woken up with some moisturizer.
Yeah.
Also, you look better.
The thing is called, I feel like my skin has looked better.
But
I feel like my skin has looked better.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thanks for paying attention to what I'm saying.
Yeah, sorry.
Motherfucker.
I mean, I pay attention to what you're saying, just not your stupid skin.
All right. Well, speaking of Googles.
Oh, yeah. We want to do this new thing, but I blew it already because I'm a fucking idiot. I just like feel like I'm always Googling stuff. I mean, who isn't? Like, I want to go over, like, our Google searches.
Yeah.
Just, like, things that, like, what am I clue? Like, there's just some random things throughout the week that I'm just like, what do you even do here?
What
like,
am what, I doing?
It's like, what am I supposed to, how are we supposed to do this? Or, like, what is this? Like, why am
Before
I doing
Before we do that?
That,
I'm going to take a piss.
Okay.
Water drink per day, fluid ounces.
I definitely Google that. Like,
yeah, 100%. Like multiple times because I still don't remember what it is. I think it's somewhere like 100 fluid ounces, somewhere around that, right?
I when I Googled it, do you know what I got? I just got like a huge Poland Spring water bottle once, and I've been using that the massive
Just refilling
thing.
It. Yeah.
Yep, just refill it because it's huge. And I'm just like, if I drink 3 of these, it's for sure enough.
I'm trying to do this thing where I drink a ton of water first thing in the morning before I have coffee.
To.
I feel incredible. When
yeah,
I
mean,
I'll just sit there and have like 64 ounces before I like do anything.
Every morning, I just wake up dry.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I need a shit ton of water, but you kind of got to force it down. But fuck. What is it? Oh, yeah. The most annoying thing is like, I don't want to wake up that dry. So I want to, you know, drink a lot of water before I go to sleep, but you can't do that because then you'll just wake up having to pee and it'll just ruin your sleep.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I almost always wake up early to pee.
Like what? Like 4 o'clock?
Like 4 a.m. Yeah.
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 Especially maybe I'll just do that. But things like, then you're just, all night you're just fighting the urge to not pee yourself or get up. And like, it's so funny when you're sleeping. You're fully asleep, but you're fully conscious. Like, yo, if I don't like get up right now, even though you're sleeping,
yeah,
like, I'm good.
You ever like start peeing in your dream?
Yeah, and then
and
you
then
think
you catch yourself.
Yeah, and then you're just
no,
like,
but
okay.
Then you actually, I actually have let
peed?
A little out. Yeah,
yeah, no, I've definitely done that. But I definitely did that. But there were also times where like I was peeing in my dream, and then I woke up and I was like, thank God.
Yeah,
and then like,
yeah,
went to go pick a piss. But
so I still forget. All right, well, let's look up the answer. For men, 91 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 125 ounces.
Yeah, it made more sense.
Yeah, 91 for women. Why is it such a why is it an odd number for women? It's pretty funny.
Why? What was it? 124 for men.
125 for men and 91 for women.
Yeah, we also don't do things that we do things that dehydrate us. So we should probably add some.
What kind of things are you saying? Like that. Delta 9?
Yeah, and coffee. Both big dehydrants.
Big dehydrants. Okay. Next Google. Hold on. Section 103, Citi Field. I was trying to see if your seats were good or not. They weren't that good.
Oh, yeah. No, they were pretty solid.
They were fine. They were good.
They should have bought.
Long Island, New London Ferry. I will be taking the ferry on Thursday out to New London, Connecticut to finish my drive to Newport for my final wedding of 2022.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a fun one. Dude, the amount of stress and energy that goes into finding a dress for a female for a wedding is pretty intense.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. There's not enough time in the world for that.
She bought and returned like 3 dresses.
So, like, my brother's wedding is coming up and I'm just like so busy with my shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, I have so much shit to do. I'm like,
I love how your brother's wedding is weighing on your schedule.
Yeah. No, but like I know that it's not, but like I just like I'm starting to freak out with all the stuff that I'm gonna have to do.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, how do people do
what
this?
Do you have to do? You're not getting married.
Whatever, bro. Like, there's like a lot
have
of
to
stuff
do anything
to do
for my brother's wedding.
I don't know, but like I'm just saying, like getting a new dress for every fucking thing you go to—that's insane.
I don't know if she would need one, but this is like her first time meeting all my friends, and it's like a formal wedding. So I don't fucking know. Black tie, but a lot of effort went into it, and then of course there's all these adjustments that need to be made. Oh, I had to get an adjustment on my tuxedo. I had to get my pants let out, and the seamstress was like, "You need 3 inches. You don't have enough material to let it." Well, I was like, "Well, use all the material you got, and I'll make it work." You know, like what am I gonna do in that moment? I'm not buying a new pair of tuxedo pants.
100% no. I have to get a rental soon.
Dude, don't rent. Just get a tuxedo. Renting is a fucking nightmare.
Really?
It's always a shitty, shitty tuxedo. Shit never
Where do you rent
well.
From? I'm doing the blacktux.com or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, just don't do Generation Tux. Fuck Generation Tux.
Yeah, I won't
and
do
And don't rent from Men's Warehouse. Maybe Black Tux is better, but generally do it way far in advance.
Yeah, I'm going to do it like now.
Bro, it is. Renting that shit is the worst.
Yeah. I did win a nice, like all day, like when I last week when we were all home for my mom's birthday or whatever, we were out shopping and obviously the wedding talk came and just all day like we're just like talking about fitting and everyone's just like, you know, Jesse's legs are longer than yours, dad's legs are longer than yours, you have short arms, blah blah blah. I'm just like getting fucking whatever, you know,
just
they're just like
roasted.
They're just like limb shaming
you're
me.
You're getting body shamed.
They're just like, yeah, they're just like, you know, you're probably gonna have to get like a size like very small because your arms are so small. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're gonna have to get a 42 short.
I was like, Dad, how long do you think my arms are for like, because I was putting the measurements in the app or whatever for Black Tux. And he's just like, probably like a 32. And I'm like looking at him like, Dad, that's the smallest size. Well,
you're like a 40, 42 probably.
No. For the arm length?
Just the arm, yeah.
Arm length.
Let me see your arms. Reach out.
I mean, they're just like, whatever.
They're not visibly. I feel like I have kind of long arms.
But so my dad was like 32. And I'm like, 32. I'm like, that's literally the smallest size. He's like, yeah, but like, you know, mine's like this. And like, you're probably like, you know, you're definitely,
you can just measure.
You're definitely small. Hold on, yeah, you're definitely smaller. And I was just like, there's no way that I'm the smallest size that this app gives out. Like, that's bullshit, Dad. He's like, it's not. And then we just happen to be in a place with like a fucking tailor. I'm like, can you measure my arms real quick? And he was like, okay, yeah. And then he measured it as like 36. I was like, literally suck my dick.
Suck
Dad.
My dick.
I went up to him. I was like,
you sure
literally
fuck.
I was like, fucking suck it, dude.
That's why you'll never make it to the league.
Yeah. And the rest of the day, I was just fucking, you know, swinging my dick around because it was like, yeah, I'm right. You guys are wrong on everything.
There's nothing else you need
fucking
to do.
Fucking limb shaming me.
All right, 2 more of my past Googles, then we'll get yours next week.
Do something that you like wanted to know information for.
Okay.
Like, what didn't you know?
How are condos different from apartments?
It's a good search.
Yeah, right?
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good
How are they?
I mean, I don't totally get it, but basically, like, you're buying a condo. You don't rent a condo.
Oh, okay.
And, so, like, it's like a condo. It's like an owner's association type thing where, like, everyone in the condo is responsible for upkeep and maintenance and shit.
So it's more of like a
you're
society.
Like a shareholder in the building, yeah. I think, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has to be some sort of community.
There's, like, yeah.
Apartment, Okay, I guess.
Because I'm looking, I want to like eventually, I want to move in the next like 4 to 5 months. I just want to see what's going on.
And you're just like looking at condo?
And I was
condo,
like,
well, I don't think of city unless it's a co-op, because like condo just like sounds tropical.
Yeah. Yeah, co-op does, condo sounds tropical. Yeah, it sounds like, oh, you have a condo in
I feel
Aruba.
Like you never want to live in a co-op though. I mean, maybe if you're older, but like I feel like they have like so many weird rules.
I was in a, like that apartment I was staying in Inwood was a co-op and it was kind of weird. Like, yeah, they didn't like me smoking in front of the building, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, they'd rather you do it inside every day.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I did instead. Two more, one more kind of funny one, just in kind of inside comedy. Joe Larson, America's Got Talent, just confirming that that's his credit. I was like, wait, was it Last Comic Standing or America's Got Talent?
Oh, you didn't know. I had to, like, Google it. I thought you were just like, nah, I don't believe you. Let me Google that real quick.
And then one more just to show off some of my plans for July 4th. By the way, yo, condolences out to anybody who did not get an invite to their friend's Hampton's house this weekend. That's brutal. I've been there.
Thank you. I'm right here. Now, what happened was is all my home friends decided to all go to their like school friends' houses who have parents that own Hampton's houses already.
Classic.
So I'm just like, my school friends don't own a Hampton's house, so I'm just like, have to chill with you now. It's great.
Well, come hang out in the park, bro.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But tomorrow I will be doing a roller disco in Central Park.
Really?
I'm going to take some shrooms and do a roller disco.
Wow. Yeah. That's such a girlfriend activity.
Yeah. Well, guess who's going to be there?
Who?
My girlfriend.
Oh, no way. Yeah, she's also going?
With her friends that you met last night.
Was this a coincidence?
No, we were just like,
I saw
a post on Instagram.
Okay. I thought you wanted
to
go.
I was like, this
disco.
Looks hilarious.
And she's like, wait, I'm actually going as well.
No. I was like, this looks hilarious. She's like, wait, I actually love roller skating.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. All right. Well.
You're just going to show up there tomorrow and be like, Corey, you're here too? What? How'd that happen?
Yeah, you should do that. I won't tell you're coming and just show up. Yeah,
I'm already skating though.
In your own skates.
I'm just like skating alone.
Yeah.
And you guys just show up. I was like, oh, you guys came here too?
Well,
I mean, if
plan,
you
want to
get like completely outskated, then like, yeah, I'll come. Wait, I've never roller, like, here's also something. Like the four wheel versus the two wheel, the four skate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the square.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to, I mean, I'm sure I'd be able to figure it out.
I mean, I was a blade guy, you know? I played roller hockey.
What else do you got Googling?
That's it.
Googling the price to your show?
No, yeah. I'm
what should I eat
calling
for
it right now. I got to fucking move, bro.
Fucking move then.
All right, folks. It has been a real pleasure.
Yo, thank you guys so
much
for
listening.
Let's
do this again soon. Peace.
100%. Share, subscribe, tell your homies. Thanks.